Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Listen, I am in the Windy City. It's a great day on today. It is sunny, breezy, and just gorgeous outside. It is June 26, 2022, 12 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You guys all know that the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, that's my home team. I must also give a shout-out to Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in U.K., Africa. I do have members in the U.K. and Germany. And, of course, I do have my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. I do want you guys to know this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. We do have two different flavored Gumba Rums. One is infused with natural vanilla, and that's the Gumba Gold. And we do also have one that's infused with natural coconut, that is Gumba Silver. And you guys, Steve Gum is CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. He is back from New Orleans, as you guys know. He's also in Boston. We have a special event going on in Boston, Massachusetts. He is serving those who have not experienced the delicious taste of Gumba Rum. They are having that experience on this weekend. And on today, it's a very special day. I do have some very, very, very important guests on today. I have Helen Sager from the Wounded Warriors Project, and also have Will Sanders from We 73 Band. You guys know that you've listened to Fierce Female Network loyally. I do want to thank you guys who do listen in on a loyal basis, especially the international listeners. You guys hang in with me every day. I really do appreciate you guys for logging on and listening every single day. I do want to thank all of the United States listeners as well. 8% of listeners do come from the United States, and the other 20% are internationally base. Hi, Will. How are you on today?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Hello, Miss Helen. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, and I want you to know we are Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors Incorporated. We are not part of a national organization. We're independent and all-volunteer organization.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So that's Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors Project Incorporated.
No project.
Oh, no
Just
project.
Pennsylvania
okay.
Wounded Warriors Incorporated is
okay.
our name.
All right. Well, we're all here today to talk about the project that you've joined with We 73 Band, and I am really, really anticipated and very interested to hear what's going on with 73 Band. I love the work that We 73 Band is doing, Will Sanders. I really do appreciate all of their efforts. It's very heartfelt. I love what they are doing to help individuals across the globe, and I think it is just spectacular. And I've got to say again, hats off to what they do. And we need more organizations like We 73 Band. They are phenomenal. So, Will, tell me a little bit about what is going on with the project and how you're helping different individuals in Pennsylvania.
Well, we're pretty much the same as the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. We Paul King, who's my partner in crime in this venture, we saw a need and we tried to fill it. Through many conversations with other classmates, and I also have to say I had an interesting conversation early on with the great JT Carter about our project and what we were trying to do and how we were trying to put it together. And we decided that what we wanted to do was give a platform to different community organizations and programs to give them a platform where they could meet the public, tell the public about what they're trying to do, raise money, raise awareness, get volunteers, whatever it is they really needed to help their organization. And we started doing this about 2 years ago. The first things we started doing were things like writing projects, art projects with young people on the internet. And then we put together a concert last year, which was a huge success. And we decided that instead of doing multiple community projects, we wanted to focus in on one and try to work with them. And then we chose this year Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. And we are just tickled pink to be able to work with them. And Helen has just been wonderful, wonderful to work with.
Excellent. You know, when I heard that you were going to be working with Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors, I was really excited about it. I love the organization, and I do want to hear from Helen as well. I want to know when the concert is going to take place, you know, and plan how are you assisting the organization. I want to know what's going to be going on as far as the concert, what date is the concert. Is there a concert? Am I correct with that?
Yes, the concert is going to be October the 1st. That would be a Saturday, October the 1st. And it's being held at the Chateau Resort and Conference Center in Tannersville, Pennsylvania. That's right up in the Poconos. A beautiful, beautiful location. We did our concert there last year. And they give us the grand ballroom to use. It's just beautiful. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place to do the event.
Wonderful. And so the funds that's being raised from the event is going to go to Wounded Warriors, the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors Incorporated?
Correct, yes. All the profits that we bring in, tickets are on sale right now, as a matter of fact. You can go to our website, we73.org, and then right up on the right-hand side, just click on events, and it'll take you right to the tickets, and you can purchase tickets right there. And all the profits that we get are going directly to Wounded Warriors.
Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And so I do want to hear from Helen. So I am looking at the benefit concert for Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. I am looking at that right now. And as I said, if you do recall, I said I was going to get some tickets for individuals who want to go to the concert and may not have funds to go. So I do want to sponsor some individuals with a ticket, if you will. I would love to. I'm going to do that today. And then I'm not sure how you want to handle that. I'll go ahead and purchase the tickets, and then you can give it to individuals who's interested in going to the concert, and maybe they don't have the funds to purchase the tickets, and then you can kind of oversee who gets the ticket in that fashion.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. So I'll purchase three tickets on today, and then, of course, you'll handle who gets the tickets and finding out who wants to go and doesn't have the funds to go.
Okay. Well, we will make sure you find out.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. And so, Helen, I do want to hear from you, and tell me a little bit about the Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. Tell me a little bit. Of course, I know what Wounded Warriors is and what the organization does, but tell me about your specific Wounded Warriors right there in Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. My late husband, Major General Sager, and I started this all-volunteer, statewide, nonprofit 501c3 corporation. Because of our six children, three were Army officers, and one son returned safely from Fallujah, Iraq. Our daily work every day is paying the bills of those soldiers who find themselves in a financial emergency. So we help wounded warriors and any veteran from any war when they find that kind of need. And so far, we have helped over 14,000 of our Pennsylvania servicemen and women as an all-volunteer organization. So when people, good people like you, help us raise money, you help us to help them. And so I certainly appreciate that from you as well as from Will and Amy.
Yes, and I do see also at the concert there's going to be another band that's going to be playing along. Is that Cats Dragged In? Is that correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was hoping Tom was going to be here today, but he was unable to make it. And he actually plays in both bands. He's our keyboardist and keyboardist for Cats Dragged In. And they've also been just fantastic in helping us out to kind of celebrate helping these different organizations. And I know that they were just absolutely, they were beside themselves when they found out that we were going to be helping Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. They just said, yes, we're going to be there. Don't worry about it. We're all in on this. And so we're very, very happy to have them back.
Wonderful. And tell me a little bit, I do have some music from you that I am going to play on today. And also I want to make sure I'm giving out the correct location before I get into the music. Now, this is at 475 Camelback Road. Is this where the event, the concert is going to take place? Is that correct? The Chateau Resort and Conference Center, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's where the Chateau Resort and Conference Center is, right in Tannersville, Pennsylvania. It's really kind of old world. It's beautiful. Been there a long time, and very well known in the area. And people just love the place. And we're always so happy. Kelly helps us. She's the event manager there, and she helps us set this all up. And she's just been fantastic. Always throwing in extra to just make sure the event is all that much more special.
Wonderful. And I do want to find about the song. You have Archangel that I'm going to play today. And tell me a little bit about that piece of music. Is this going to be something that's performed at the concert as well?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Archangel will be performed at the concert. This is one of our new pre-releases. Actually, I chose it today because the song is about the angels in life that just are there helping us out a lot of times that we don't even know that they're there. And Helen her and her husband are perfect examples of what the song Archangel is about. Out there helping people in the community. Sometimes we don't even know that they're there. The different things that they do to help us. And that's what the song is about. And the song comes from the album, which is our new album, which is going to be released later this year, which is called Another Better Us, with us being capital U, capital S, the double entendre album. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to take the entendre all the way to the extreme in this point, in this song. And you'll notice that every single verse there's no last line in the verses. And the reason there's no last line is you can put your own entendre, whatever your interpretation is of that specific verse, just go ahead and add it in yourself. And it's all based on the interpretation that you have about the angels that are in your life helping you out.
Wonderful. I like that. And you're absolutely correct, because we have angels all around us. And, of course, sometimes we know that they're there, and sometimes we don't, you know, sometimes. And God, that's the way God works. You know, sometimes we're in need of something. We don't know where it's going to come from. And then all of a sudden, there's someone that we meet along the way and they're able to help us in a particular situation. And to me, that's the hand of God that's at work, sending us an angel, you know, to help whatever the situation is and to help us out. And so, you know, that's the way I look at it. We have angels all around us, and God just uses us. He really does. He uses us. He uses individuals to help other individuals in times of need.
Yes, yes, he does.
Yes, absolutely. So you guys that's listening in and they're still logging on, listening in to the interview, I want to thank you guys for logging in. I really do appreciate you guys for taking the time out to listen in on today. And this particular song that we're talking about is Archangel, and I'm going to play that right now. Take a listen.
Oh, the battle I held to save your soul won't say a word, so you'll never know. their curse is done. Show the way for all. Evil knows their name. No, they'll never fall. That you are. Let them bear your cross. Well, if I like hell to save your soul, won't say a word, so you'll never know. They're cursed to some, show the way for all. Evil knows their name. No, they'll never fall. That you're archangel. That you're archangel.
Protect your souls and wings. Au cause tu conduis chez toi. Dis-le ce que tu cherches.
Every day. We're available 24/7, and the needs are what we call everyday living expenses, rent, security deposits, unpaid utilities. It could be new tires for a car. It could be any request that a family has, and that's why we refer to it as everyday living expenses. You know what that all amounts to. And that's what we do every day. So I'm really grateful when Will and his wife Amy came to say this is what they're doing to raise money for Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors because we don't do fundraising ourselves. We're working with families every day, the veterans and the families. But the good people of Pennsylvania who are helping us by doing fundraising for us, it's so gratifying to us.
So tell me, what is the website? If someone wants to partner with you or just sow seeds into the organization, is there a website that someone can go to, you know, and just to give donations and just want to help out with the everyday needs that you're speaking of?
Well, our website, www.pawoundedwarriors.org, and that is our website.
Okay. And then
so I did want to mention that we started with 6 volunteers. We now have 35 volunteers. People say, I want to join a meaningful organization where 95 cents of every dollar we receive directly helps our servicemen and women. We spend less than a nickel on administrative costs. That's stamps and paper, basically.
And, you know, that says a lot. When 95% goes to the need, that says a lot. I mean, that speaks volume because, you know, we have to make, and I trust, I want to say this too before I get into that, and I trust Will Sanders. When I came across We 73 Band, I was just amazed because I sincerely believe, you know, that you have to vet out different organizations to make sure that funds are going where they're supposed to be going. And when I came across Will Sanders, I just believe that he's a godsend. I just believe that. I just know that he's a godsend, and God just sent him across this network because what he's doing, I mean, and I can't say enough great things about We 73 Band, and now that they're helping your organization, you know, I knew right away. I was like, oh, well, yes, I'm going to be helping, without a doubt. I didn't even have to think about it. And so, because he's trusted, he's a trusted individual, and when individuals trust an organization, the help will come. And so that's amazing that you now have, did you say 35 different volunteers, 35 or 36?
Volunteers, that's right. Really, I'm so grateful for you for this opportunity here today, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're more than welcome, because my heart is 100% in it. You know, I love to help, and I believe that we're put on this earth to help different individuals. I just believe that. I know some people still don't have that mindset, but I am of the mindset I want to help as many people as I possibly can, because to me, life is just meaningless. If you're not helping somebody, you got to help people. You just, to me, you just have to. And I just live my life that way on a daily basis. And when I heard that he was helping out your organization, I was just ecstatic. I was just jumping up and down. He couldn't see me, of course. I was jumping up and down and just happy, you know, to hear of the partnership and that he was putting on the concert to help you. And so I was just so elated and so thankful that he chose and selected the organization.
Well, I have to say thank you for that. That means a lot to us. You know, one of the things that Paul and I have made our mission in life is to try to help as many of these organizations as we possibly can. Because, and again, like the song talks about, there are angels all over the place. That there are many of these types of organizations, whether we're talking about the Nikki Green Foundation, whether we're talking about Freedom House, whether we're talking about Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. There are angels all over that are doing God's work to help make the lives of other people better. And, you know, that's what we've set out to do, is we have set out to try and give that bridge to all of these different organizations so that they can come out to the public and give the information, raise money, volunteers, whatever it is the organization needs, whether it's to get information out or get volunteers. That's why we're making these platforms available. And I have to say that, you know, from We 73 organization, we have many people who help. And as you know, this started from our class from 1973. So we've got a few miles on us. A number of us, when Paul and I presented this idea to our class, they just jumped right in. Donna Walsh Pickett, Richard Scott Allen, Patty Oceanic. I could just go on, and I know I probably haven't mentioned as many people as I should. Lou Jean D'Amico, who sang in the We 73 song that we did last year. All these people wanted to become part of this to help. And they have that light inside of them, if you will, to reach out and help other people. My wife, M.A., is the same way. And she, you know, she just has this light, and she wants to reach out to the people like Wounded Warriors and help as many people as we can. And for us, it's a ministry. And Paul, I call him my partner in crime. Paul and I have known each other practically our whole lives. And we just felt that this was something that that we had to do. We were, you know, we were called to do this, and we believe in what we're doing. And we believe in helping different programs, and in this case, Wounded Warriors. And for Paul, and as a matter of fact, a number of the band members are veterans. We're all, Paul and I are veterans. Jim's a veteran. This is a special project for us to be able to raise money for Pennsylvania Wounded Warriors. And so it means a lot to us to be able to help and be part of this.
Yes. And I do want to say, you know, you're right. It is a ministry. I heard you say it's a ministry, and it is. It's kingdom work. It's
yes.
A ministry. You know, and you're going to continue to draw people toward you to help. You know, and I look at it this way. The light sees the light. Those of us that have the light on the inside of us is attracted to that light because we want to help. We want to jump in. We want to help different people. And so, you know, it's just like when you came across the network and it was like bam. You know, it just was
yes, exactly.
Phenomenal. It's just a knowing that, you know, we're meant to help one another.
And M.A. and I felt the same way when we first met Helen. And Marianne was just Marianne is her name. We call her M.A. It's a play on her first name. But M.A., when she made contact with Helen, she was like, we have to go meet this woman. We have to talk to her and meet her. And when we did, we were completely blown away with the stories that she was telling us about the help that she had given to people. It just, we knew this was an angel on earth helping people.
Wonderful, wonderful. I would love to hear some of those stories.
Well, I can tell you, if you have time, Helen, you should tell her the story about the teacher who needed help with the eyeglasses, I think it was.
Well, you know, when a young soldier goes to war and comes home with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury and has a wife, a young wife, and two young children, and it turned out that her daughter needed a pair of glasses, and she was going back to teaching because her husband couldn't work, and she needed an upgrade. Within 48 hours, they had their new glasses. We paid their rent and the bills that hadn't been paid for a few months. And that's a very typical story of someone who calls and says, my wife got sick and she's the breadwinner now, or I can't work anymore and I'm 100% disabled, and we do get an income, but it's not enough. If someone tells me they received compensation, $1,100, you know what their needs are. They need food. So we give gas gift cards as well as We do not give the veteran money directly. We just pay the bills. And that's the work we do every day. 24/7 is we're available.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, I can't say it enough, and the help, more help will come in because, I mean, there is a beacon of a shining light within you. And thank you for all the work that you're doing for the veterans. You know, and when it comes, like just like what Will said, he and Paul are veterans. You know, I just can't even find the words to express, you know, when it comes to our veterans, those who have served. There's been so many that have come across my path, you know, where I could share stories. But, you know, young and different ages, and I had a really good friend, really dear friend. He's a vet, and he served in the war. And I understand, Helen, when you talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I watched him with it, you know, every day. He dealt with it by drinking, and it just, you know, it's just so heartbreaking, you know, some of the things that they go through, and, you know, and you try to help. And so all I can say is God bless you for the work that you're doing, because it's needed. It's so needed. Our vets, you know, my brother is a vet, you know, and my dad, he's passed on. He was a vet. And so, you know, when it comes to, you know, veterans, and I tell you, there's not enough that I can say to you, but thank you for what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. If I had time, I wanted to tell you one of the special things we do for wounded warriors and their spouse is we have a banquet every year to honor them. And our gift to them is their hotel accommodation with breakfast. And we have a formal military banquet. And we give them a gas gift card. So no matter where they come from, they have no expense. And we've been doing that since 2012. It's one of the things the families look forward to. The spouses say, I know you're honoring my husband, but we look forward. It's the only time we get to enjoy, have that kind of opportunity.
That's wonderful.
You see what I mean by an angel, right? You see what I mean by an angel. This woman
absolutely
is an angel.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you're just like joy on earth, Ms. Helen. You really are. And you know, I don't want this to end. We're pretty much out of time. It has been a wonderful time shared together with you, Will, and with you, Ms. Helen. It was just an honor and a privilege to hear. I'm so glad to meet you. So glad to meet you. So glad to get to know you and what you're doing. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be introduced to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to come
on.
Thank
you for having us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Well, guys, I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to be talking about the concert, which you guys know is October the 1st. And thank you guys again for logging in every day, those that listen in all throughout the United States and internationally. And if you guys want to sow seeds and give donations, going to have the individual information posted. And I know Will's going to have it posted on Facebook on his page as well. You will have opportunities to sow seeds, donations, and to give, because it's a ministry. It's kingdom. It's about kingdom work, kingdom building. And that's what we got to do. We got to take care of our vets. We really do. I mean, because they serve our country, and so we got to take care of them, make sure that their needs are met on a daily basis. And that's what we're here to do, to take care of them. And when they come to Ms. Helen with different things that they need, and she's right there helping. And so she's God's hands on earth. She really is. And so the hand of God is on her, and she's doing what she's called to do to help the veterans, I'm telling you. And so she is God's hands on earth. She's moving about doing the will of God. It is the will of God that she helps the best. And I'm telling you, I cannot say enough about what she is doing. Her life is a ministry. Her life is an example. You know, I'm just meeting her today, and I already know, because I can see the light in what she's doing, and it's real. It's real. She's been vetted out. The money is going where it's supposed to go, so I ain't got to worry about that. So if I was to sow whatever amount of money into what she's, I ain't got to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it. And so, and you know something, I'm going to say this, and then I got to go because I'm pretty much out of time. It's really interesting how God works. I have been pondering for the last couple of weeks, oh, glory to God, And God has been putting this on my heart to sow into different organizations. I says, okay, Lord, which one? Because I want to be careful and be a good steward over what God has blessed me with. And I am telling you, this is it right here today, because God has shown me which way and where to sow. And I am telling you, this is no kidding. The last couple of weeks I've been wondering and asking God which one. It's been on my heart really, really heavy to sow into different organizations, because it's God. It's not my finances anyway. It belongs to God. I'm just a steward over what he has blessed me with. And so here comes Miss Helen. See, this is God's testimony. This is showing you how God works. Here comes Miss Helen on today. And she is the answer, what I've been looking for, of where to really sow. And so what she does with it, I don't have to worry, because I know she's a chosen vessel. She's got the light on the inside of her. She's doing a good thing. She's doing a good work. Her hands are God's hands. And so when I release the seed to her, I don't have to worry about it, because she is good ground. I had something on Facebook the other day, and I know I'm going over my time, y'all, but that's okay. I had something on Facebook the other day. I said, don't test the ground you sow in. Know the ground you sow in. So I am comfortable. I am at peace and at rest. And see, when you have the peace of God on the inside of you, you know it's okay. You know God has stamped his seal of approval on it, and to go ahead and do it. And so that's what I'm going to do. I got to go ahead and get up out of here. I know I'm out of time. But you guys, thank you once again for coming on today. And see, it was an answer, an answer, an answer. Not only an answer for Miss Helen, but an answer for me. And that's the way God works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for that. Well, you guys, we're going to be back later on today. It's been a stone cold blast on today. I'm so thankful. And you guys have a blessed Sunday.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
Hold up. Fierce. Fierce.